Today we begin a series of conversations that we're calling Revising Your Body. And while it is quite likely that if you are a student of Neville Goddard, you will likely be quite familiar with this terminology of revising, but to be quite clear, this is not a Neville Goddard workshop. This is a Communion of Light workshop. And while we will be using language offered by that teacher, there will be likely contradictions to what we are saying to what this person did teach. With that said, we want to talk about what we mean by these terms. And although you may be very familiar with your body, we want to define that one first. So your body is an idea. You, within the context of this idea in this holographic universe that you're manifesting, likely believe, with good reason, that your body is a very definitive thing that is known and knowable. But it's not. It's not either. You know it to the extent that it's functioning for you. And so you can see, and obviously you can hear, you can touch, taste, and smell. You can interact with the physical reality that you're manifesting around you. And the whole point of the universe of the things that surround you, which only extend as far as your senses go, the entire purpose for them to be present is for you to interact with them using your body for the delight and the magic and the wonder of it all. But your body is not nearly as fixed a point as you think it is. In fact, it's very, very, very flexible. It's a lot more fungible. It's more moving than you realize. And we're not talking about motion as in one foot after another. We mean it's movable in the sense that your body is constantly refining and defining itself at your behest and at your request, much, much more so than your senses would tell you. And that's because of your belief in consistency and permanency, something we're not questioning. Nor would we recommend that you walk away from those things, even if you knew how to, because your belief in consistency and permanency is the reason why you believe that your body has been evolving since your birth and has been pretty much the same. But the first thing we want to do in this conversation, in this series, is to remind you that you spend very little time in your physical universe. You mostly spend time off of your imagination, away from your physical universe. And when you're not present in your physical universe, your body and the universe around you don't exist. They don't have any functional aspect. When you come back into the present moment, now they're back. And you will have, of course, a very specific backstory that tells you what you were doing in the quote-unquote time between the last time you were in your body, when going through your imagination, and then coming back into your body again. The way you have this organized is you believe it goes in a straight line, but in fact, everything is running parallel. Now, the metaphysics of that we could go into in great depth. We're referring, of course, to versioning and the fact that you don't actually have a past and a future. You have versions called the past and the future that are running parallel to where you're sitting. But for the amount of time that you're here with your eyes open, your ears listening, and paying attention to the present moment, and it's not going to be for very long. It lasts from anywhere from about 30 seconds, maybe less than that even, to, as far as we can tell, 30 minutes maybe is the longest amount of time you ever spend here. And then you go away, and then you come back, and then you go away, and then you come back. And it's very functional. It's not a big deal. And if it doesn't make any sense to you, then ignore what we're saying or use it as a metaphor. But it is exactly what we're observing. We can look at your vibration, and we can see you blinking on and off.
You came back.
And you'll know what we mean when we say it. The point here is not what that means. That's almost a sideline to what we're really talking about. What we're really talking about here is the fact that your body is constantly revising itself. It's constantly evolving. It's constantly becoming more of what you're wanting it to become. And when we say you're here for a few minutes and you go away in your imagination, and then you come back, and it looks like, let's say the span of time there might be 30 minutes. So you spent 7 minutes in your body. You went away for 22 minutes, according to the clock. and then you came back now for another minute or two. The body at the beginning of that span of time and the body that you're in right now are not the same body. They feel very familiar and they rhyme, but they're not the same. The belief that they are the same is a powerful one, and we're not trying to get you to change your mind about that. But what we do invite you to do through this series is to give yourself some wiggle room, whereby you can allow the body you have to evolve in a way that delights you, as opposed to one that looks to be more random. And it's not random. It's always been happening exactly the way you're deciding for. You just don't necessarily remember having decided for these things. And the point here is not to get really good at being able to monitor that. It's to recognize that the power that you have at your disposal right here and right now, that is happening for you in wonderful and delightful ways, means that you can have more and more of the body you desire. But we also will remind you that your desires themselves are evolving. And the way that you hold yourself, and you may think you come into this series of conversations with a very specific goal about something very specific about your body that you've been working on or you're worried about or you want to be different. We can tell you that that desire has been changing all along. So let's say it's Saturday now and you first heard about this on Thursday. In the intervening time, your desires have evolved, your body has evolved, lots of things have changed. Before the conversation began, Frank was saying that he's already been in this workshop, but he's not alone in that. As soon as you heard about this, and this isn't specific to this workshop, this happens all the time, but as soon as you heard about this, you began to work with the idea. You began to play with it. It may have been that you were thinking, I wonder what those ghosts are going to say, those crazy, crazy ghosts. I wonder what they're going to say about this. I wonder if this is going to be true to the teachings of Neville or whatever it is that you thought you might be encountering here. I wonder what I can do with my body with this. You might have said, I'm really excited about this, or I really want to do this, but I have no idea what's going to happen. Or maybe I'm dreading it a little bit because I don't necessarily want to look directly at this topic that I don't really like. You've been doing this workshop all along, and your desires have been evolving, and your thoughts about your desires have been evolving, and your body itself has been evolving, as has the physical reality around you. And you may say, but I'm sitting in the same chair that I always sit in. I can see the potted plant. I can see the painting. I can see the trees outside the window. I can see the table. I can see the floor. This has been here. I've been doing these workshops for however many times, and these places, things have always been in this place. That's actually not true. Your memory serves your present moment awareness. And part of revising, and now we'll get into that topic, is realizing that those memories are not fixed. They rise up to meet you in the moment of the having of them in order to prove you right about the present. Because part of what you do to prove yourself right and how you hold yourself to be the person you believe yourself to be is by having memories of how you got here. So revising is basically deciding that something that happened in the past did not actually happen, or that it happened differently than the way you remember it. Here we use your ideas of the past and use them to your advantage, because you may believe that you've always been dealing with that little weird little growth on your leg that is, every doctor has said is benign, but it's just kind of sitting there and you really wish it would go away. And you think you've had it for, let's say, 30 years. It's just sat there like a little knob on a log. And it's never really done anything other than just sit there and be purple or pink or a kind of a weird kind of brown. And the doctor says it's fine. Every doctor who's ever looked at it said, yeah, that's just a thing. It's just a nodule. It's not a big deal. It's benign. I could take it off if you want me to, but it'll cost you. Or whatever the doctor said. And you think, well, I've had this little knob on my leg for all this time, and it's not a big deal. It's just kind of sitting there. But have you? Are you sure? Revising is the willingness to not hold on to the past as being the definer of the present. Revising is the willingness to change your mind about what you think happened. And for some of you, this is not particularly a happy thought. It may seem like, well, there's a lot of possibility in this, but I'm probably going to have to deal with a lot of shit. Or you might be suddenly aware of the fact that you really don't have much access to what you think you can change. But we're here with revising to remind you that that is not the case. You can revise pretty much anything, including the belief that you have that the past is immutable and that it doesn't change and that it's fixed. Your body, of course, doesn't exist in the past. It only exists here in this present moment version of the holographic universe you're inhabiting right at this red hot minute. And your body, of course, is perfect. And we'll be talking a lot about that. Because if you think that revising your body is your way to finally get rid of that thing that you don't like about yourself, about your body, about what you've manifested, about what you're having, the first step of that is to be willing to let it be okay to have what you're having. We'll talk more about that as we say. Revising your body means changing your mind about what happened and bringing your body into the present moment in the way you want it to be. Of course, when you're doing revising, you have to be willing to not argue with yourself, to not fight yourself, or be willing to ignore the fact that you have opinions that say, no, that's not possible. That did happen, or that didn't happen, or that will happen, or that won't happen, or whatever the opinions have on their agenda to do for you. Because that is what they're doing. They're working for you on your behalf to your benefit. Revising your body doesn't mean fixing it. Revising your body means being willing to walk away from the hard work you've dedicated to what you're doing or what you think you need to do. Revising your body means opening your mind. And revising your body also means being willing to see the perfection that is literally staring you at the mirror or looking at you through the camera from a selfie you just took. Your body is perfect as it is, and this is where we start. Revising your body is happening. The whole entire concept of it is that the perfection of what you have, which is perfect, might very well include contrast that is helping you further refine and define what you desire. Logic is going to have a little bit of a tough time with this. But then again, logic is for baking bread and making bridges. Logic is not for this topic. This topic is far from logical. It does not sidestep it. It does not ignore it. It just is not about logic. It's about metaphysics. It's about how you're creating your reality. You're doing it perfectly, of course. And again, the perfection may include contrast that amplifies the desire that you have for something more that you want and are willing now to actually embrace and have. So today is, of course, the day of your great good, and you're sitting in it. And that great good includes the body you have as it sits right now. There's nothing wrong with you. All is well. And everything that is here happening is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it's good. It's really good. So giving yourself the delight of the body that you have now makes it possible for you to revise the body you have now and allows it to become more of what it is that you're wanting it to be. Revising your body will be about the past, and it is also about the present. It's not really about the future. It's about what you're holding yourself to be beholden to. Like the little nodule that's on your leg that's been there for 30 years. Your willingness to say that's not there and it's never been there. And it isn't really relevant. And it doesn't matter if it's there or not. These are all contradictory statements, but they're all the same thing. They're contradictory in logical terms, but they're all the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's there. It doesn't matter if it goes away. It's never been there. But it's perfect as it is. Again, contradictory, but that's revising. You allow things to be what they are while also changing what you believe their source and their origin happens to be. You're not stuck in the past. You're not bound to the past. the past is here serving you, like time and cash and the body itself and gravity and running water and electricity and all these other things you're manifesting. You're manifesting them for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. Now, of course, if we go back to the teachings of Neville Goddard, we're going to see that revising is not just about any one thing. It's about the past, generally. But here we're focusing in on the body. You could use the things you discover through this series of conversations, these things that you remember, because, by the way, you've been using revising all the time. You just may not be aware of it. But as you remember these things and you begin to become more consciously aware of them, you can certainly take these principles, these ideas, they're not really principles, but these ideas and apply them to any other topic. But for this conversation, for this series, we're going to be focusing on your body and its perfection and how much better it's getting because you're deciding that the past does not matter. So with that, we end this introductory conversation and we move into the process. And again, we want to say, as with all of our processes, that this process is a process. In particular, with this particular process, we want to be really clear. This is simply a possibility. It is not the way to do anything. It's an opening. It's a potential. Use it or don't. Amend it as you desire. Discard it if you wish. Join with us in the doing if you wish to do that, or step back and observe. Either way is fine. But with that, we begin the process now with these following words.